Good morning and happy December 1st. Here we go into the final month of the year. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Cares. We check top farm news. Early in the weekend, Spain has reported the detection of African swine fever in two wild boars found dead in Barcelona. It's the first case in Spain since 1994. And with that, China has banned pork imports from Barcelona. China restricted imports solely from the Barcelona region of Spain. And you wouldn't think that this would happen in any country in the world, anywhere, anytime. But Bolivia is facing a bread shortage. Recently elected President Paz faces early political risk as the Maracatu bread roll, beginning to serve as an early test of the new president. He's trying to recalibrate the country away from a subsidy-heavy economic model. But bakers have found it ever more challenging to supply the bread, dwindling wheat supplies and rising costs, squeezing margins. Government imported flour arrives late. Shortages persist. Bakers are reducing the size of the bread. The shrinkage and shortages have triggered long lines, with some people waiting hours in hopes of securing just a few pieces in Bolivia. Bread and politics. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says permanently allowing ethanol-blended fuels would drive demand for American corn and would benefit all of America's families.
High prices are putting a squeeze on America's families, including farm families. Combine that with historically low crop prices, and you have a recipe for disaster in rural America. But there is a solution, one that is a win-win for farmers and drivers across the nation. Year-round E15. Authorizing permanent ethanol blend fuels year-round could ultimately increase demand for corn by up to 2.4 billion bushels a year. And for drivers, the blend would save them 10 to 30 cents per gallon. Right now, federal law restricts the sale of E15 in many parts of the country because of outdated regulations from almost 50 years ago. Congress should give drivers a choice and expand markets for American-grown crops. Make E15 available year-round. I'm Zippy Duval, President of American Farm Bureau Federation.
Also in Washington, the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have published their proposed definition of waters of the U.S. in the Federal Register. It opens a public comment period that runs through January 5th. It clarifies key terms like relatively permanent waters and continuous surface connection, which affect which streams, wetlands, and other waters fall under federal jurisdiction. Got a comment? Submitted by January 5th. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the Monday morning markets.